Good morning to everyone. Good morning, Antigua and Barbuda. Good morning to the rest of the Caribbean islands. Good morning, Africa. Good morning, United Kingdom. Good morning, the United States. Thank you once again for tuning to listening to me. For those of you who are listening for the first time, this is Dr. Yurita Taylor, author of His Strength in My Weakness, A Journey of Brokenness, Breakthrough, and Transformation. A copy of my book can be found on Amazon.com, ZulonPress.com, and BarnesandNoble.com. If you live in Antigua, you can pick up a copy at Best of Books and Methodist Bookshop. My website is now available. It's published. Yes, thank God for that. I have been waiting for that. It is www.TaylorCounselingServices.com. Please feel free to visit my website. You can purchase my book when you go on the website, and you have all the options are there. Barnes & Noble, Zulon Press, and Amazon. You can purchase your book there. What's coming next is I'm working on a short book that will be available to everyone who visit my website. It is free. You don't have to pay for it. It's a short book with a lot of useful information that can help us with where the economy is today. So look, that's something to look forward to. I promise you there'll be something in there that will be able to help you. I'm working on that as we speak. Book two is still in the process. I'm having a really hard time wrapping up the end with that one for some reason, but it is coming. So stay tuned for that. Hopefully most of you have gotten copy number one and liked it. You'll be able to leave reviews on my website on your thoughts on the book. Good reviews, bad reviews, whatever you think of the book, you'll be able to leave it on my website. All comments are acceptable. Last week, we talked about giving God thanks, and we're thanking him for good things, we're thanking him for bad things, and we're thanking him for the things that we ourselves cannot see, but he himself knows. This week, we're going to touch a little bit on that and some other things. I want to start off by talking about something that I spoke about in my book. When I was a little girl growing up in Freetown in Antigua, I used to go to church every Sunday. I mean, it was mandatory that we go to church every Sunday. And as a little girl growing up, we said prayers and attend youth services and different activities within the church. And as that little girl growing up, even as a teenager, I didn't grasp the importance of having those things in my life. And even though we used to sing, "Yes, Jesus Loves Me," and "Just a Little Walk with Jesus," I had no idea the concept of I didn't grasp the concept of who God was and the importance of having him in my life. But as I grew older, it started to come, but I was so caught up in the world that I really didn't get what I needed to get out of it. But then when I hit rock bottom and I gave my life to him, one of the things this deacon said to me as I was going through my struggles, he said, "You need to give God thanks." And I'm like, how am I going to give God thanks when he allowing so many things to happen to me? Here I was left with children to raise on my own. I was in a homeless center at one point. At some points in my life, I did not even know where my next meal is going to come from. How do I give God thanks in the midst of all of that? I just did not see it. As I was finishing up book one, I was struggling one morning on the way to work, and I was really frustrated because the publisher was really giving me a hard time on giving me the things that I want done. And this pastor called me. This was like 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, who's calling me so early? And then when I answered the phone, he said God laid it on his heart to call me. And he was saying, your frustration means that you are not leaning on God. And it brought me back to the topic of my book, His Strength in My Weakness. And as the pastor kept talking to me, I was crying because he's telling me that in the midst of that storm there that I'm going through, my frustration, I shouldn't be so frustrated because one of the things that I always said is God had me write this book. So which means I should have gotten out of the driver's seat and let God do what he did best. But for some reason, I was just not there. And the pastor, he kept talking to me, and he said, this is going to be your testimony. And I was like, he have no idea the frustration I'm feeling and how things are not moving. It just seemed like everything was going wrong. But by the time I got to work, which it took me 45 minutes just about to get to work, it hit me, what is it that he was telling me and the deacon was telling me and what God have been trying to tell me, that the battle is not mine. And I kept going through the same struggles because God was trying to teach me something and I just was not listening. I just could not hear it. I wasn't grasping the concept that he was saying. When he gave me a purpose, I don't need to do anything but let him do what he do best. So listeners, I'm telling you that to tell you that when you keep bumping your head on the same rock, God is trying to tell you something. He's trying to tell you, stop, give me thanks, look to me, and I will do what I do best. And I'm not saying that right now I still don't bump my head, but it's not the way it used to be. Slowly, I am learning that this battle is not mine. Because most days I wake up, and especially since I started doing a podcast, and I'm finishing up book two, because book two takes more of a spiritual turn than book one did. The struggles are so real. They're different struggles. I'm no longer struggling to pay a bill, but I'm struggling to find the words to speak, to find the words to write. And I realized that the spiritual warfare that is surrounding me is going to continue until I remember what that pastor told me. For me to stop getting frustrated and for me to just let God, let go and let God. So my message to you this morning is, I don't know what you're struggling with. I don't know what rock you bump your head on in the past week, months, years. The battle is not yours. The battle belongs to God. And it's hard to grasp sometimes because God is not someone that we could physically touch. And we as humans, sometimes we believe what we see. But though we cannot see God, though we do not know what tomorrow holds, there is someone that knows us, knows the people around us, knows our surroundings, knows our situation. And he is waiting to hold our hands, to walk us through this. So don't keep bumping your head on the same rock. I'm going to apply that same thing to my life. I'm going to try to remember what these pastors tell me. And most importantly, I'm going to try to remember the title of my book as I go through my everyday. His strength in my weakness. It is not my strength. My strength kept me down. My strength kept me without food sometimes, wondering where I'm going to live, without electricity at times. My strength did that, and it kept me frustrated and angry and lashing out at others. But with God's strength, it's something different. He said I shouldn't worry about what I'm going to eat, what I'm going to wear, because he take care of the birds. He take care of the animals, and I'm worth much more than that. So he will take care of me. So what I'm going to practice for my life, I would like you listeners to do the same thing. Let's let go and let God. That problem that you're struggling with that you don't have the answer for, he has the answer. I thought accounting was the answer to my life. I went and I was getting certified to become a certified fraud examiner, but then God turned that around for me. And now I'm doing something that I totally enjoy doing, and it's changing my life. Writing have changed my life. It have brought me to a better place. So bumping my head on that rock that messed up my finances and have me all bent out of shape on wondering what I'm going to eat, I'm not there anymore. I mean, I'm doing something better, something different, but there's still work to be done on me. There's always work to be done in us and on us. There's always. But when we listen to God, when we lean on him, it becomes different. In my book, I talked about when I hit rock bottom and I went down on my knees and gave my life to God. And that was the change. That was the turnaround for me. And it made my life different. It didn't make it any easier because walking with God is never easy. When you walk with God, you have attacks all over, and sometimes they come every day. But listeners, my word to you today is trust. Trust God. Give him thanks. Give him thanks right where you're at right now. No matter how you're feeling right now, because sometimes you wake up and you don't feel like praying. I've been there. I don't feel like praying. I don't. But I always feel like listening to music. And then when I listen to my music, my favorite song is You Are My Strength. And then the other one is Trust Me. Trust Me by Richard Smallwood. And when I listen to those songs, it encourages me and it brings me back to that better place. So whatever it is you're going through this morning, whether you're happy, whether you're sad, whether you're thankful, not thankful, I am giving God thanks for you right now. And I'm asking God to relieve you of everything that you're going through and help you to lean on him. Father God, I come to you this morning. I just want to thank you for who you are. Because without you, I am nothing. But with you, I am everything. You woke me up this morning for a reason, and though I do not know the reason, dear God, I'm going to give you thanks. Through health and strength and everything, I just want to give you thanks. I want to give you thanks for all the listeners that are faithfully listening. I want to thank you for my children. I want to thank you for my job, a roof over my head, my car. But most of all, God, I want to thank you that I'm not where I used to be. No, I am not that person that I used to be, because through you, I am changing every day. And I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for this week that I've had. I had to take care of some things in my personal life. And I want to thank you for the relief that came after that. Thank you for everyone who is listening. Thank you for those who cannot hear my voice this morning. Thank you for those who are struggling financially and those who are waiting for their breakthrough. We just want to give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Listeners, thank you once again for listening. Have a blessed day today. And I just want to give God thanks for you. Be blessed.